Denver health officials announced Wednesday that masks won't be required in schools and childcare facilities after February 25th. Officials cited a decline in COVID cases and higher rates of immunity as reasons why the mask mandate will be lifted. However, in an email sent to parents, the Denver Public Schools Superintendent, Alex Marrero, noted that masks are still strongly encouraged. Some 80% of Denver residents ages 5 and up have at least one dose of the vaccine. Denver Public Schools requires vaccinations for its employees. The County of Denver allowed its mask mandate for most indoor spaces to expire on February 4th. In Jefferson County, a direct threat was made against the superintendent and district leadership regarding masks. According to 9 News, the threat was left on a voicemail Wednesday, prompting school board members to secure the building where they were scheduled to meet. The public was not allowed to attend, and the meeting was live-streamed. The school district announced last week that masks will not be required starting February 18th. Senate Democrats chose Senator Steve Fenberg as the next president of the Colorado Senate. The Boulder lawmaker had been serving as the Senate Majority Leader. Fenberg's selection needs approval by the full Senate. Though Republicans don't have enough votes to oppose it. Fenberg will replace current Chamber Leader Pueblo Democrat Leroy Garcia. Garcia is resigning to take a post at the Pentagon. Colorado will receive $10 million in new federal infrastructure money to battle decades-old coal seam fires. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The infrastructure funds will more than triple the annual coal mine cleanup budget. The Colorado Sun reports that the new funding will largely be focused on combating seam fires like those on Marshall Mesa and in Glenwood Springs that have caused brush fires in the past. Jeff Graves, Director of Active and Inactive Mines in the Colorado Division of Reclamation, Mining, and Safety, said the new funding could add $10 million a year for up to 15 years for Colorado. Colorado has been monitoring dozens of coal seam fires around the state for decades. State and local officials say that some methods to try to mitigate the fires are with gravel dumps into open vents or excavate burning coal to separate smoldering material from other fuel. They also drill and inject either grout to build containment walls for the underground burning or inject with non-PFAS firefighting foam. Front Range fire officials have said they are investigating coal fires from old mines in Marshall Mesa as a potential cause of the late destructive Marshall Fire. They are also investigating other leads, including reports of residents along U.S. 93 having burned trash in the days before the outbreak. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
This week, Boulder County workers will begin applying an organic mulch around properties destroyed by the Marshall Fire. Called hydromulch, the mixture helps prevent potential toxins in ash and debris from becoming airborne or polluting waterways. Officials say the mulch is non-toxic but cannot be disturbed once applied. Residents who opted in on the application for the mulch can still contact Boulder County to opt out. The hydromulching will be applied first to properties that have already been sifted for valuables. The county is also asking property owners to list personal items on a right of entry form so that debris removal contractors can look for the items during cleanups. The deadline for submitting the right of entry form has been extended to February 14th. Grand Junction Police issued a new arrest warrant for Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Tina Peters over alleged obstruction of a peace officer. Police detained the Republican clerk Tuesday at a bagel shop while investigators tried to get her iPad. The Mesa County DA's office sought to obtain the iPad as part of an investigation into allegations that Peters illegally recorded a court hearing. Officers say Peters actively resisted handing over the iPad and kicked a policeman during her brief detention Tuesday. The officers later released Peters, who complained of injuries to her wrists. A grand jury recently investigated Peters for allegations of election equipment tampering and official misconduct in Mesa County. The nation's largest college access program opened applications this week for Denver area immigrant youth. The Dream.us welcomes applications for immigrant students with or without DACA or temporary protective status who came to the country before age 16 and before November 1st of 2016. The scholarship is open to undocumented first-time college students or community college grads living in Colorado. Chosen candidates can receive over $35,000 for tuition, school supplies, and other fees towards a bachelor's degree. February 28 is the application deadline. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is paying a rancher for cattle killed by wolves. According to the Coloradoan, this is a first for the state, which pays for other wildlife-caused destruction to ranch owner property, such as mountain lions killing goats and elk eating hay. Rancher Don Gittleson of Jackson County was paid $1,800 for an Angus calf killed by a wolf pack in December. Gittleson says he also expects payment for two pregnant heifers the same pack killed in January. Park officials say the pack migrated to Colorado from Wyoming. Laws passed in recent years support gray wolf reintroduction and earmark funds to reimburse livestock depredation. Last spring, six wolf pups were born in Colorado, possibly the first litter born in the state in 80 years. It'll be mostly sunny along the Front Range today with wind gusts during the day and evening. In Boulder, the high today will be around 53 with evening lows in the 30s. In Fort Collins, a high near 55 and a low around 30. In Denver, highs near 58 and lows around 32. There's a possibility of snow tomorrow in the Denver metro area. Right now, outside our Boulder studios, it's 32 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.